kidding me?
What can I say? I'm Nina motherfucking Blanco.
Hello. Sorry about that little break there, but welcome to episode 5 of season 3. It's Breakfast Burrito Friday.
You know what it is.
Episode 6, part 2 of season 3 of the Nina Blanco podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for being here. Sorry, I had to take a little bit of an unexpected break, and I'll explain to you why in a little bit. But let's talk about Breakfast Burrito Friday really quick. Just a recap on Breakfast Burrito Friday for anyone new who might be listening on what it is. It is Breakfast Burrito Friday. These episodes come out on a Friday. It is a tradition that we do because we need to treat ourselves with a breakfast burrito, because why not? Because you made it to Friday, because you made it through the week, because you made it to the weekend. Treat yourself with a breakfast burrito. So let's talk about some things. Let's talk about the unexpected break. And if you're watching on YouTube, everything is very different visually. When I started season 3 of the Nina Blanco podcast, I started it in October, not thinking about the upcoming holiday season. And yeah, so I just didn't account for the fact that the holidays are coming up, and the holidays always get so busy, and holiday travel, etc., etc. And I did not account for that. And then when I realized that was going to be coming up for Thanksgiving, for Christmas, I'm like, okay, I can do it. No problem. You know, I was trying to hype myself up. Like, we can do this. We can handle a full-time job, and we can handle being a wife, and we can handle having to run a house and have these two dogs, and we can handle wintertime, and we can handle holidays, and we can handle travel, and we can handle all this little side project podcast. We got this. And honey, no, you don't got this. It didn't happen like that. Life be lifin', man. And I swear, almost every time, it is just like the second half of the year just really tries to mess with you. So holidays came around. To kick off the holidays, I got some unexpected news that maybe someday I'll talk about, but I am not ready. I need to go to therapy. This is finally my push to get my ass into a therapist's office, because I always felt like I needed it before, and now after learning some stuff, I definitely need it. So just some unexpected life news. That was just basically all of my whole November. And then December came around, and I'm like, you know, maybe things will be different for December. And no, bitch. December was quite awful. We had a family member had passed away, and had passed away in just one of the worst ways. And it was heart-wrenching, and it was terrible, and it was awful, and it still is awful to this day. This is a situation that, I mean, shit, Netflix relaunched, or someone relaunched Unsolved Mysteries, and this might be an Unsolved Mysteries case, quite honestly. So I had talked with my best friend slash cousin who I've talked about quite often. Her name is Mercedes, and her sister, her little sister, passed away very unexpectedly. And it was tragic. It was a hit and run. She got hit by a car, got hit by a vehicle, by a person, and that person decided to leave her and not check on this person that they just hit, and they skirted off. They scurried off, they disappeared, and she was literally left there for dead. And we lost her, and it was just awful, and it was just so fucking bad. And that person to this day is out there somewhere. So, yeah, that is just emotional and takes up a lot of space. And because this is my best friend's little sister, and of course, because this is like, you know, this is family, like I knew her too, and this is just awful. And she was 21 years old, and it's just so tragic when someone so young loses their life. And then on top of that, this is just turning my best friend's entire world completely upside down. And I am in like fix it mode. Like, obviously I cannot fix this, but how do I help? How do I help her? How do I help her family? What do we do? There was some GoFundMes and a lot of coordinating and planning and travel and just all of that. And so that was my December. Lots of fun, right? So yeah, it was just a lot to deal with. And so the podcast, yeah, we're not even thinking about the fucking podcast with everything else going on. And so that is why I had to take kind of an unexpected break. And there was a sudden pause in the podcast, and I didn't really talk about it. And yeah, there was just a lot more life happening. And I don't know, man. Someone told me your 30s are going to be great. Your 30s are going to be awesome. And it's like, I don't know, because ever since I turned 30, it's been really, really shitty. And it has been full of these unexpected surprises and losing people. And what the fuck are we doing? So anyways, that is why. I've not had a podcast come out in the last couple of months. So I half apologize for that, because I know people do enjoy listening to this, and it was abrupt and I didn't really say anything about it. So I do apologize for that. But also, you know, I was dealing with shit. I was dealing with a lot of real life shit. So not sorry, because I had to take care of my people and I had to take care of myself. And so that's what it was. So to say it was a shit end to a shit year, I mean, that's about it, right? I will say that this year, it hasn't totally been shit. I don't think it is fair to label at least my experience in 2023, the full year, as shit. It was just definitely the end part was pretty shit. So yeah, Christmas, the boy and I just stayed home. We kept it very low key. We didn't do anything. And I'm talking nothing. Like, we were bare bones, even like groceries in the house, and just couldn't find the energy to go a couple blocks down the street to go to the frickin' grocery store. Like, we just couldn't do it. We chose not to. For Christmas, I was so lazy. We ordered Chinese food. We're like, why not? We're just going to order in. We got it delivered even. Don't worry, I tipped very well because it was Christmas. So we ordered Chinese food for Christmas, kept it low key. The boy and I like FaceTimed some family, exchanged some gifts. I've been a little tight on cash this year, so I felt so bad that the boy didn't get a really great Christmas from me this year. And I'll make it up to him throughout this year and buy him little things here and there. But just financially, it was just not happening for me either. Just everything piled on top of everything. December was hard. December was hard. So the boy and I, we kept it very low key. Same for New Year's. We're like, we're not doing anything for New Year's. We'll be lucky if we can cook dinner. And we looked in the freezer and we were like, cool, we got some steaks. There's our New Year's dinner. And we actually did cook for New Year's. So it was like, at least we're somewhat accomplished. We did something during the long winter Christmas New Year's break. And I cooked a dinner one time for New Year's, and that was about it.
So let's talk about a little bit financials, I guess, since I just mentioned it, that, yeah, money is a little tight this year. I know I have my job, which I just celebrated 1 year at, which is cool, and I'm glad to be back into the workforce. I'm glad to be back into radio, but radio historically barely pays the bills, and my role now, it is very much so the case. That is where we're at. So I just don't have a lot of expendable money. Is that the right word? Expendable? I don't know. Maybe, probably. I just don't have a lot of extra money right now. I just don't. And so I felt bad that Christmas was a little, I don't know, delayed. It was a little more dinky than what people are used to for like getting from me, I suppose. But I guess that's not what it's about, right? It's not about the presents you receive on Christmas. It's the thought, blah, blah, blah. So beyond that, financially, it was a little tougher for sure. But one of my Christmas presents from the boy was to redo my studio. So if you're watching on YouTube, it is very different in my studio. What is this? I think the fourth time that I redid my studio, but I fully redid it. The boy gave up and he gave me the office at our house, and I have converted our entire office into my podcast studio / my closet / my little makeup area. And this room is just, it is very Nina. It's very Nina in here. I have my podcast equipment. I have all these soundproofing panels all over the wall. I have little things up on the shelves that are just all me. I have Miko here. I got a couch in here for no apparent reason, just because I just wanted one to be more comfortable recording these podcasts. And I have Miko here with me. And what else do I have? This breakfast burrito blanket that my mom got me for Christmas. You can take a look at it. It's in like tin foil packaging, and it's a tortilla blanket, and it's a breakfast burrito blanket, and she got it for me, and it was very thoughtful, so thanks, Mom, for that. And so, yeah, I redid my podcast studio, and it's very Nina in here, and I love it, and I'll have to do a little bit of a video tour on my Instagram, so I'll do that. Next week. So follow me on Instagram if you don't already at the Nina Blanco. And next week you'll see a studio tour of my new podcast studio. But beyond that, we are 1 week away from February. February's here, basically. Thank goodness. I'm so over January. I mean, January, it's always a slump. It always is. Winter blues, that whole thing, blah, blah, blah. But January's hard. It's just cold, all the holiday cheer is gone, and there's more snow and ice, and it just seems like the days go by so slow. So I am so over January. I cannot wait for it to be over, and I am ready for February. And you know what February means? Galentine's Day. So if you're new to the Nina Blanco podcast and you're not sure what I do for Galentine's Day, maybe you've heard of Galentine's Day before. Galentine's Day is the day before Valentine's Day on February 13th, which also coincidentally happens to be my dog Bonzo's birthday, which is so freaking cute. So Galentine's Day, we celebrate Bonzo, but we also celebrate the 25 women who are staying at the Irving Street Women's Residence, hosted by the Volunteers of America. That is a women's shelter in my neighborhood. And for Galentine's Day, this will be the third year we are doing it. For Galentine's Day, I fundraise money. You can send money to the cause if you would like to be a part of it. And I make 25 baskets for these 25 women who stay there. And the baskets are filled with all sorts of stuff, from feminine hygiene products to just regular hygiene soaps, shampoos, hairbrushes, stuff like that. That to lotions and even makeup and nail polish, to fun things, arts and crafts stuff, Valentine's Day socks, because these women deserve it and they deserve to be uplifted. And Galentine's Day is supposed to be about your female friendships, your the females in your life, to appreciate the other gals that you have in your life, and you celebrate Galentine's Day. So I thought a couple years back, let's play with that idea. Let's try to help these women who are in my community. They are very local to me. They're not that far away from where I live, the Irving Street Women's Residence. And I just thought it was a great thing to do. The very first year was so successful, and I was so blown away by everyone's generosity and being able to create these amazing baskets for these women that I'm like, holy cow, this is so cool that been able to build up a community to support this kind of a thing and that we can do this together. So it's very much a together thing for Galentine's Day. So I will be talking about it for the next couple of weeks in my podcast, just as reminders to donate if you can. Now let's talk about money, because I was just talking about money and financially, honey. It's hard out there. It's so hard out there. Inflation, and we're not getting paid enough. And this is just like a tale as old as time. And this has been a struggle for a hot ass minute. But it just seems this year has been really bad. This past year, it's been really, really hard. It's at least been harder for me than in years past. And it just seems like it is an endless climb to just find financial stability. And I want you to know that I understand that. And at the same time, I'm also asking for money and I'm asking for donations. But I will say I was a little scared to do Galentine's Day this year. I'm not going to lie, because the first year it was really fantastic. The second year, I definitely saw the donations go down, but we still were able to hit our goal and make 25 baskets. And so I thought for the third year, plus everything is more expensive, it is hard times for a lot of people. Who am I to ask you for money? But I'm not asking for money for myself. I'm not paying my own bills or anything like that with this money. It is donations for a good cause. Like I just said, there are 25 women staying at this women's shelter, the Irving Street Women's Residence, hosted by the Volunteers of America here in Denver. They are in my neighborhood, and these women deserve it. They absolutely deserve it. They deserve to be uplifted. They deserve to be treated as people, just because they're going through rough times right now, just because they're unhoused, because they might be transitioning from one spot to another. You know, it doesn't mean that they don't deserve that. So I think we can work together still, and we can fundraise for Galentine's Day. And I think we can do it. I think we can do it, and we'll do it together. So I am going to do Galentine's Day. I was getting discouraged, man. And sometimes I get into my own head. And even with these podcasts, I will tell you, sometimes I get into my own head with these podcasts, with things that I do on social media, on a stupid video that I post, even if it's meant to be silly, funny, whatever. And I know that. Sometimes I will get so wrapped up into my own head that I look stupid. No one cares. People are sick of this. Why am I doing this? Like, all of it. So all these thoughts will just come protruding into my head, and it'll just overtake me sometimes. And sometimes I have to think about things, and I really got to sit on things. And I just, this is also why sometimes I just post things on social media and I force myself to do it, because I'm starting to like revert back and I don't want to do something that maybe I had planned something out. And sometimes I will just force myself to put it out there in the public on social media, on Instagram, on whatever, so that I actually do it. I do that all the time. Anytime I tease something like, oh, later this week, this will happen, that'll happen, or whatever, it's usually 9 times out of 10, I'm forcing myself to post that so I will actually do it, because I'm starting to second guess myself. But I was starting to second guess Galentine's Day, but I'm going to do it. We're going to do this, and we're going to do this together. So if you would like to donate for Galentine's Day, my Venmo, my Cash App, my PayPal is open, and you can donate. My user on all three accounts, on everything, at the Nina Blanco. And I've had to clarify for some people before. The Nina Blanco is T-H-E, like the Nina Blanco. But saying the Nina Blanco feels weird to me. I just say the Nina Blanco, but someone has asked me, is it like the, like T-H-A? And I'm like, is it 1997? No, the Nina Blanco. So if you would like to donate, Cash App, PayPal, what's the other one? Venmo, at the Nina Blanco. Of course, I will take a ton of videos, take you on my journey with me for Galentine's Day. We'll do daily posts of our donators and our goals and where we're at so far. And of course, all the fun stuff, the shopping, which is always a lot of fun to do. It is a lot and it's hard. And every time I go, I typically will start at the Dollar Tree. So that way we can just really extend that money and get it to all these 25 women for all these products and stuff. And I'll go the Dollar Tree, and every single time I'm like embarrassed every time that I check out, and I have like two full carts at least when I do this shopping at the Dollar Tree, and they're like, what the hell? And I'm like, I'm sorry, I'm doing a whole fundraiser thing. And then they ask, like, are you a nonprofit? And I'm like, no, I'm just a person. And they're like, okay, weirdo, but sure, good for you. That's how I feel anyway anytime that I'm at Dollar Tree and I'm doing a big checkout for Galentine's Day. So I'm willing to do that. I will do that for these 25 women at the Irving Street Women's Residence. So check it out. You can find more info on my Instagram at the Nina Blanco. Again, everything is at the Nina Blanco. And if you want to donate, please do on Venmo, on Cash App, on PayPal at the Nina Blanco for Galentine's Day. So along with Galentine's Day, I kind of have some exciting news. And this was, I will say, the final push to get out of my own head and to just do it. So my friend Bex, who I've talked about plenty on this podcast, she's been on this podcast. She did the Britney episode with me on this season. She's been on all three seasons of the Nina Blanco podcast. She's one of my best friends. I've known her for so long now, which is actually crazy. I think we might be coming up on 10 years or something like that, which is nuts. But Bex, she practices brujería and witchcraft, and she actually has in the past taught a class using canna magic, which if you don't know what that is, which I barely know what that is, it is basically elevating your smoke session of cannabis with a little bit of magic and adding in magic stuff. I don't even know what to say. I don't even know how to say it. But my friend Bex, she has studied this stuff. She's done a lot of work with it. And I respect her for that. Good for you, girlfriend. That is what she's interested in. That's what she wants to do. And she is doing it. And she has kind of turned it into this brand almost for herself. And she's starting to get some recognition for it, which is just so fantastic. And I am always the first to freaking hype her up. And she taught a class in St. Louis, where she's originally from, the St. Louis area, and that's where I met her because I worked in St. Louis for a while, and she taught this class in St. Louis, and it did pretty well that she's decided to branch out and see if she can teach this class elsewhere, and she got a class booked in Denver that I'm so excited about. It's called Elevated Witch. She's going to be hosting this class on Sunday, February 11th at 6 o'clock at the Creswell Mansion in Denver. It's right there on Grant Street and 13th. And the Creswell Mansion, if you don't know, formerly known as the Marijuana Mansion, and it is this beautiful, historical, haunted building here in Denver. And it really is like this historical artifact that we have here in Denver. This mansion, this house has been around for so, so long. And they turned it into the Marijuana Mansion. It was kind of a touristy thing for a while. And they are allowing Bex to host her class, Elevated Witch, at the Marijuana Mansion, which is so cool. And that class is coming up in February 11th. And Bex, when she told me, like, hey, I'm doing this class and it's going to be in Denver and it's going to be at the MJ Mansion and all this stuff, I'm like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. Good for you. That's incredible. And then she was like, yeah, so I have a proposition for you. And I was like, what you got, girl? What? And she asked me if I was doing Galentine's Day. I told her I was thinking about it. And she said, well, if you do, what are your thoughts on if people donate to Galentine's Day that they get a discount code to attend the class, Elevated Witch, at the Creswell Mansion? And I was like, oh, that is kind of cool. Wait a minute. Hold on a minute. That is a cool idea and I'm definitely interested. So that was the final push for me to be like, okay, we're going to do Galentine's Day for sure. Because again, I was getting in my head about it. So we're decided that if you donate to Galentine's Day, which obviously I'm keeping track of everything, and I'm going to be in contact with Bex about who is donating, names, stuff like that. And if you want to attend the Elevated Witch class with Bex February 11th, we will give you a discount code if you have donated to Galentine's Day. So the way this works with Elevated Witch, she has an Eventbrite website where you can buy tickets. So if you're thinking about going, don't buy tickets just yet, because if you want that 20% off and you donate to Galentine's Day, then you show us proof of your donation, which obviously I'm keeping track of everything and Bex is just going to ask me. So don't anyone try to swindle us. It's not going to happen. But if you donate to Galentine's Day and you reach out to Bex or you reach out to myself with your proof that you donated, we will give you the code for 20% off to attend the class. Now, here's the thing. I know a lot of people don't live in Denver. A lot of people don't live in Denver that listen to my podcast. People are all over the place. I got people in Illinois. I got people in Texas. I got people in Tennessee now. I got people in Arizona. I got people all over the place who listen to this podcast, which is fucking awesome. And thank you. And I love you for that. And if this is something that you're interested in, the Elevated Witch class that you might want to attend, there is a virtual option. Boom! Check it out. So there's a virtual option for you to attend the class. The virtual class is a little bit cheaper than going in person, but I will say going in person, obviously you get the experience of checking out the Marijuana Mansion, which is, again, very cool. I'm going to be hanging out there if you want to, like, hang out with me too. And then you also get the one-on-one with Bex. You can really see what you're doing. On top of that, Bex has gotten a sponsor, Blazy Susan. I love Blazy Susan. If you don't know what Blazy Susan is, it's a brand in the world of marijuanas, and they make accessories. They make papers. They make, I don't know, things that you need to smoke weed, and they make it, and it's called Blazy Susan, and it's a women-owned company, and they make, like, pink smoke wrappers, and they're, like, super cute, and I might have some. And yeah, so it's just very cool that she got Blazy Susan as one of the sponsors. And so Blazy Susan is going to have some goodies that you could only get if you attend the class in person. Again, February 11th, 6 o'clock at the Creswell Mansion, if you would like to attend. So we are excited for that. We are so excited for that. I can't wait. I am excited that I am technically a sponsor of this class. And if you want a full rundown, let's read the description. Elevated Witch. Explore the basics in elevating your smoke session with a little magic. Learn to channel and harness the magic of herb. Learn about its holistic and medicinal properties that have been woven together throughout history. There has never been a better time to embrace your inner Elevated Witch. This class is a must for everyone from beginners to experts to explore the basics in elevating your smoke session with a little magic. This will be an active lecture that will allow attendees to ask questions and figure out the best ways to elevate their sessions. In-person attendees will also receive goodies from one of our sponsors, Blazy Susan, and the event will be held at Creswell Mansion, also known as the MJ Mansion, a historic, beautiful, and haunted home formerly owned by Joseph Creswell. So there's a description for you. If you want to attend online, it's $28. If you want to attend in person, it is the angel numbers of 4444. So there you go. And then you get 20% off of those prices. If you donate to Galentine's Day, show us the proof. We will give you the code before you buy your tickets. And then you get 20% off to attend virtually or in person. So check that out. If you're interested, I will put the link to the Eventbrite, to the event, the link where you can buy tickets so you can check more of it out. And that link will be in the description. So just check it out in the description. We'll put up that link if you would like to attend. And I'm so excited. Oh, also, I think as another incentive to donate for Galentine's Day, we have the discount code if you would like to attend the class. Also, if you would like to attend the class, I haven't asked Bex about it technically, so I probably shouldn't put it out there on a public forum, but I don't think she'll mind, so I'm just going to go ahead and do it. Thinking about obviously I'll give everyone some goodies, some giveaways, just the small things that I have, my stickers, magnets, whatever. But I will also put together kind of like a raffle prize, which I wanted to do for Galentine's Day anyway. And I'm just going to make an extra one to give away at the Elevated Witch class. But if you donate for Galentine's Day, just in general, and you are not interested in the class, that's totally okay too. Because at the end of the day, we are still fundraising for these 25 women who are, you know, at a weird point in their life. They could use a pick-me-up. Why not? Let's support them. Let's uplift them. So if you want to donate for Galentine's Day, I'm also going to be hosting a raffle. I will pick two winners out of everyone who donates. So this will be after Galentine's Day. But I will pick two winners. If you donate, you are entered to win. Boom, easy as that. Just one entry. Donate any amount, you get an entry. That's just how it's going to go. I'm not going to put I'm not going to put a price on that or anything like that. So you just get one entry as long as you donate to Galentine's Day. Everyone gets one. And then you get entered to win a little Galentine's Day prize pack that I'm going to put together. So you'll get all of my, the Nina Blanco stuff, all my podcast stuff. I am slowly collecting because, again, a bitch is broke, but I am slowly collecting things to put together into a little Galentine's Day box. I'm talking cute little throw blankets, little plushies. We'll throw in some candy and stuff like that. So you'll get your own, almost like your own little Galentine's Day basket. So you'll be put into the raffle for that as well. So we're going to kind of, we're going to elevate things. We're elevating it. Elevated witch. But no, we're elevating Galentine's Day too. We're doing that too. So it is something that is very important to me that comes up once a year. I feel so, so guilty asking anyone for money. But again, this is not money for me. This is money for the 25 women at the Irving Street Women's Residence right here in Denver, Colorado. They are in my neighborhood and I would love to just lift these women up for Galentine's Day. And we will do that together with these 25 baskets. So I need those donations. If you can donate, some people are really awesome out there who have been able to donate $50, $100. And like for me, honey, that is steep. I'm not gonna lie. For me, that's a lot. I'm grateful that I have some people who are able to donate that kind of money, and that is amazing, and that helps so, so much. But if you're not able to donate that kind of money, babes, it's okay. You know, I need those $5 donations. I need those $10, $15 donations. Absolutely, it adds up. And without your $5 and your $5 and your $5 and your $5, that is items that will be taken away from these baskets. And I try to really cover all my bases with these baskets. I really do try to hit on the feminine hygiene products. I really do try to hit on the essentials, shampoo, soaps, conditioners, stuff like that, even Band-Aids and like first aid and stuff like that. So I try to hit on all the important stuff, absolutely, before I get into the fun stuff, the arts and crafts, the cute little fuzzy Valentine's Day socks. For sure, I put the important stuff at the top of the list, yes, but with your donation, we can help out a little bit further, you know, throw some happiness, throw some love, throw some light into their lives in the form of, you know, arts and crafts, something to do on their free time that they don't necessarily need, but we're all freaking human. They still deserve to have some fun, to have some arts and crafts to do. They still deserve cute little fluffy socks that are going to make them smile and be happy for a freaking second. We all deserve that. Absolutely. So please, please, please donate if you can for Galentine's Day. Again, my Cash App, PayPal, and Venmo are open at the Nina Blanco. And if, only if, you are interested in the Elevated Witch class with Bex, and yes, I will be in attendance as well. If you're interested in that, after you donate for Galentine's Day, just send me a DM. No one's gonna know. No one needs to know. Just send me a DM. I will give you that 20% off code, and then you can go and you can purchase your tickets and we'll see you there. So go check that out. All the links are below in the description of this podcast. Thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate it. I love you guys so much. And I appreciate that people want to listen to these podcasts. It makes me smile when people are like, hey girl, where the heck is your podcast? And I'm like, sorry, but also like, oh my gosh, you actually want to listen to me talk? That's kind of freaking cool. Oh, I still can't get over it sometime. I'm a whole professional radio personality and people listen to me talk all freaking day. But this podcast, it's like, it's me, you know? So it hits different. It hits different. And I still just can't get over it. So anyway, I love you so much. Thank you for listening. And next week's episode on Friday, I promise, will be more entertaining. We'll get into more depth about stuff. And I love you so much. Let's play the Breakfast Burrito Friday song. You know what it is. Thank you so much for listening. I love you. Okay, bye.